11:49 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Liberals remain at 167 seats, followed by Conservatives at 145, Bloc Québécois at 23, NDP at 7 and Greens at 1. A majority government needs 172 seats. 11:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Several Surrey ridings remain tight races. The polls have closed, and candidates and voters in Surrey's 7 ridings are now awaiting results, and we'll likely be waiting even longer as the night comes to a close. Early numbers put Liberals in the lead, but it hasn't been a runaway for anyone, and some races have been downright nail-biting. 10:22 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Prime Minister Mark Carney takes the stage in Ottawa. Carney won his Ontario riding of Nepean with 63.7% of the vote. "I chose to enter politics because I felt we needed big changes in this country, but big changes guided by strong Canadian values, values that I learned at the dinner table from my parents." 10:03 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Conservative Todd Doherty wins again in Cariboo Prince George. 9:58 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre takes the stage with his wife, Aneda, in Ottawa. Poilievre was not expected to win his riding of Carleton in Ontario, placing second with 46.6% of the vote, with 86.5% of the polls reporting. However, Poilievre said there is much to celebrate, with the Conservatives gaining more than 20 seats from the 2021 federal election. 9:42 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Conservative incumbent Mike Lake sweeps the election in Alberta's Leduc-Wetaskiwin riding. 9:35 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh takes the stage for his concession speech. Singh says he will be stepping down as leader of the party as he places third in the Burnaby Central riding. 9:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Liberals oust incumbent NDP Laurel Collins in Victoria, ending a 20-year New Democrat grip on the riding. Liberal Will Greaves will be heading to Ottawa. 9:18 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Green Party co-leader Elizabeth May is re-elected in Saanich Gulf Islands. She has held the seat since 2011. 8:55 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Nunavut and Northwest Territories call their ridings. Rebecca Alty is poised to become the NWT's next MP. She succeeds the territory's former MP Michael McLeod, also a Liberal, who had been a member of Parliament since 2015. Meanwhile, Lori Idelout has pulled ahead by a significant margin with about half the Nunavut votes counted in Monday's federal election. In the Yukon, Liberal candidate Brendan Hanley's lead over Conservative Ryan Leaf has stretched to more than 1,200 votes. 8:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. The first riding in BC has been called. Conservative MP Rob Morrison is projected to win re-election in the Columbia Kootenays Southern Rockies. 8:28 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Liberal leader Mark Carney is in the lead in his riding of Nepean, with 63.1% of the vote. However, only 109 of 229 polls have been counted. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is in second place in his riding of Carleton, with 41.6% of the vote. 5 of 266 polls have been counted. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in third place in his riding of Burnaby Central, with 24.8% of the vote. 9 of 200 polls have been counted. Green Party co-leader Elizabeth May is leading in her BC riding of Saanich Gulf Islands with 45.5%, but only 40 or 265 polls have been counted. 8:04 p.m. PDT. Liberals are currently sitting at 155 seats, followed by Conservatives at 149. Liberals need 172 seats for a majority. 7:36 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Black press media is projecting a liberal government, but it's not yet clear if it will be a majority or a minority government. 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. The final polls have closed in BC. 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Elections Canada shows Liberals currently in the lead with 36 seats, followed by Conservatives with 27, Bloc Québécois with 12 and NDP with 1. Polls have closed in Eastern Time Zones. 5:08 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Elections Canada website is down for some people, and slow for others, in the final hours of the election. Our website is having technical difficulties. As a result, some of our online services and tools are currently unavailable. We are aware of the issue and are working hard to fix it. We apologize for any inconvenience, an alert from Elections Canada says at the top of its website. 4:59 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. The first polls have closed in Atlantic Canada. Polls remain open in BC until 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. In Alberta and Nunavut, polls will be open until 7:30 p.m. Mountain Daylight Saving Time, and until 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Saving Time in Yukon. Stay with Black Press Media throughout the evening as we post live results from across the country here. For more detailed coverage of election night from regions and ridings from Black Press Media news teams from across the province, check out some of our regional hubs. Victoria News, Vancouver Island Free Daily, Surrey Now Leader, Langley Advance Times, Abbotsford News, Smithers Interior News, Williams Lake Tribune, Vernon Morning Star, Kelowna Capital News, Nelson Star, Cranbrook Daily Townsman, Red Deer Advocate, NNSL, Yukon News.